Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you all with us here today on this April the 16th. And a quick gander at our day in history on this day of April the 16th. An interesting group of things happened. We'll start somewhere near the end of it. This is the day in 1963 that Dr. Martin Luther King penned his famous letter from the Birmingham jail while he was incarcerated in Birmingham, Alabama, during those protests in Alabama that he led, that kind of threw him into the spotlight again in the 1960s after he came to light in the 1950s for many people in this country in the Montgomery bus boycott. And this was a day, and we'll connect to those books in case you haven't seen them on our website, because all people should kind of look to them and think of the words. You know, the more I read his words, the more they mean to me than they ever have in the past, given where we are today in America. This is a day when Masada falls to the Romans after a seven-month siege. Was known as the Great Jewish Revolt in the year 73. Martin Luther on this day in 1521 is when he put up the Diet of Worms and the Protestant Revolution began. It began on this day in 1521. Abolition of slavery happened on this day in 1862 in our sister city of Washington, D.C. A few years later, in 1868, the first African-American ever to be Lieutenant Governor, Oscar J. Dunn, was named Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana. The state treasurer was African-American Antoine Dubuisson was there. And they wrote the new constitution that banned segregation of public accommodation. And it was a very open government, of course, was destroyed by the white supremacist movement, which we'll be talking about today and why those are direct linkages between that past and where we are today. On this day in history, the great final assault of World War II began on German forces around Berlin. 1 million people in the Silo Heights battle took place on this day in 1945. Interestingly enough, Heather Mazier came out today calling for the right to assisted suicide. This is also the anniversary that Jack Kevorkian participated in his first assisted suicides in 1990. And talking again about part of the theme of our day, which is around the white supremacist movement, on this day in 2012, the trial began for Anders Behring Breivik in Oslo. Do you remember? This took place where this Norwegian came in, a right winger from Norway, and walked into a camp of Labour Party youth and shot and killed dozens of people on that day. His trial began today, on this day in 2012. This is the day that Wilbur Wright, brother of Orville Wright, of the famous Wright brothers, was born in 1867, and the great Charlie Chaplin, director, actor, comedian, social activist, political activist, born on this day in 1889, Merce Cunningham, of dance fame, born in 1919, NPR's Margot Adler, born on this day in 1946, and 1 year later, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that is this day in history for us on April the 16th. There's much more to talk about, but you can check out this day in history at steinershow.org. We will be right back to begin our discussion of marijuana and legalization and decriminalization by beginning with its different look from the city paper. Stay with us.